Why aren't there more women in senior roles in a state agency? Talk to me.
Oh, please, please tell me. So I'm going to have to try to not say too many names now when I talk about certain membership organisations and various other things, of which the concepts I've got a lot of respect for. But I see pictures, and Sam Mitchell, I'll come on to that in a minute, quoted this on Twitter the other week, about there being a lot of white-haired white men.
at the National Association of
State Agents.
That
was at the NAEA conference.
That's why I'm dyeing my hair still.
But not only that, there are a number of different organisations as well, and membership organisations, where I have seen pictures on various, Twitter usually, but various social media channels, where the whole of the boardroom or the council or whatever it's called is men. And I have got no problem, by the way, about men, women, whatever you are. But actually, I'd love to see a bigger representation of women in a state agency, in some more senior positions. I feel like, and it's probably a touchy subject, that we are women are very well represented in some of the middle and lower end.
Property managers, next.
Negotiator
roles. That seems to be the role that females tend to gravitate to.
Yeah, they're not in the decision-making roles.
But what is that because, I mean, let's be honest, there's a natural progression, if we're talking estate agency here, going from neg to valuer to manager to area manager. Why? What's this? Is there a ceiling?
I don't know that there's a ceiling, but I do think that we are, because we are heavily orientated towards men in the industry and the NAA conferences.
Well, who's heavily orientated towards men?
Well, generally, so for example, the membership organisation that I was just talking about, all of its members that go and meet on I'm not sure the frequency of the meeting, it's men.
Yeah, but do you think they haven't, you know, they just deliberately kept women out? I mean, it's not, I don't think
that's
the case.
I wouldn't talk on camera about some of the conversations I've had with women in this industry about how they are. Perhaps you don't attend this meeting is a conversation that happens in this workplace.
Okay, right. Let's bring it back slightly. Mm. Let's talk about the grassroots level of why there aren't more female valuers, and from that, because the normal progression is neg, valuer, manager, area manager. That's how it normally works in this world. Yeah.
I think it's widely assumed that for some reason, and I actually believe it's wrong, that men are better at going out and potentially selling. I think that's the
in a state agency.
In a state agency.
Generally.
As in really? Selling the services of the estate agency.
I don't see that. I've worked for and with some outstanding female estate agents.
Let me be clear, I personally think from an emotional intelligence point of view, women bring so much to the table when it comes to actually being able to win new customers.
I've had some fantastic female bosses, and I've worked alongside some amazing female valuers. And to be honest with you, Jane at West Bridgeford, she used to knock me into six for her figures.
Mm. Where we see women in listers positions, valuers positions and senior positions, often their performance is unbelievable, fantastic. But it's just about getting more into that progression.
Whose responsibility is that? Is that for the ladies themselves to have? Is it a belief thing? Is it a training thing? Are they going off and having kids and not coming back to the industry, or all the above?
So is it a choice by women, or is it an omission by men?
Everybody's individual choice is completely up to them and should be respected.
Yes.
But I do think there is it seems to be more difficult for women to just penetrate that next level of estate agency. Once they're there, I think the performance goes and they do well for themselves, but it's just getting in there. And I wonder whether it comes down to culture.
Yes.
General culture of an industry, which is changing, by the way.
Yes.
But it's, there's some fantastic women. I speak to, and I'm going to name it, I don't know if other services are available, but Heather at Spectre, she's brilliant. She's leading the tech revolution as well as a state agency. Mm. And it's really great to speak to people like that about, you know, the future of agency generally. And see more people coming through. But it'd be great to see more people coming through just value level and branch
manager
level.
What tips would you give to someone who, a female neg, who feels that she wants to go to the next stage? What do they need to do to break through that ceiling?
Tell people. tell the bosses, tell the colleagues, actually be clear on what your plan is and what you'd like to be considered for. That's the first point. I mean, quite often people don't do that. They sort of hold it, wait for someone to approach them. And you know, one thing that agents are not is mind readers. So actually, whether your boss is male or female, I don't think it matters. The first step is to go and share your vision, share your goal.
I think that's really, really true. So outside of estate agency and just generally, I think it's, I watched a video lately about how men are much likely to go in and ask for a pay rise, walk into a meeting, set the meeting up and say what they want.
Yes.
Whereas women are much more likely to sort of, maybe if they can pluck up the courage to make the appointment, they then are not sure, actually. They don't go with a game plan.
Well, it's true.
And I think you've got to have a bit of a game plan.
It's true, because let's all be frank with each other. We have lots of regular guests on this settee, and it's very nice to have a lady on the sofa, because because most of these gurus tend to be male. Yeah. Any other tips?
I think the one we've given is probably the perfect one. Go and tell, you know, share your, don't keep your goal to yourself.
Get out there.
Get out and tell people. Don't be afraid of it.
I've got two tips. One is for business owners, and this is not, you know, telling my grandmother how to suck eggs, as it were. But one would be, you know, there's a lot of emotional intelligence going on, both male and females. And it's to actually look for those skills in both male and female, not just a female. I'm not specifically saying that. I'm saying look for certain attitudes and certain skills across, it doesn't matter which gender.
95% of buying decisions are based on emotion.
Exactly. Yep. So for me, it doesn't matter, male or female, but look for that skill set over and above some other skill sets which currently prevail at the moment. And then also, if you are a woman, who is in a negotiator position or property manager or whatever you might be, and you want to level up, one, read Sheryl Sandberg, Lean In. And then go and ask for what you want. And if you don't get it the first time, don't worry. Just find out what you've got to do to get there and do it.
What about actually getting in contact with, you know, you can go onto LinkedIn now and Facebook and search for estate agents. What about going on to someone who is not a competitor, but in someone in another town and asking them to take them out for a coffee?
Networking around, share ideas, ideas.
I see you're in Cheltenham, which is 30 minutes up the road. Can I meet for a coffee? You're ever successful. I'd love to learn what you do, because they're not a direct competitor, are they?
I might make a bit of a Women in Estate Agency Facebook group and see whether we can
There's one in Australia.
I know. I'm a member of it, and I'm one in America as well. And I think I might make one. Watch this space.
There you go. Well done, guys.